This is the Wall Street update of the download edition of World Business Report on Monday, April the 28th, 2014. I'm Manuela Zaragoza. Well, the share market certainly welcomed news of Pfizer's possible takeover of AstraZeneca. Shares in AstraZeneca ended up about 12% in London. And I asked Doug McIntyre of 24/7 Wall Street in New York what investors in Pfizer shares had done there.
Well, it's interesting. Usually a company that's going to buy another company, its shares go down because there is a worry about dilution and you know, one-time earnings charges. But this was favorably reviewed in the press by traders. Pfizer was up about 4% today. Now, Pfizer needs the drugs that AstraZeneca has, the cancer drugs. Pfizer is behind in those areas globally as a pharmaceutical company. So I think that
people see this as a good match.
Say, well, here's something where they could pick up new product.
So it's generally being viewed as a good match, perhaps equally as a good a match for Pfizer as it is for AstraZeneca, or not?
It appears that almost everybody who's trading the shares thinks that way. There'll be a battle about price, and we'll see how Pfizer shareholders view it if Pfizer has to pay a lot more money.
So there's a limit to the goodwill from the market on this?
Sure. AstraZeneca has done what every other company does when it's been a takeover offer, and that says, oh, our shares are undervalued. So obviously the Pfizer board will have to put more money on the table if they want the AstraZeneca board to show any real interest.
And in terms of the rest of the market, I imagine Pfizer was a bit of an exception to a generally lower market.
I mean, it wasn't a terrible market today. There was news in the morning. Bank of America had miscalculated, according to them, their capital ratios. And so they said they had to stop buying back shares and cutting their dividends, which made them look incredibly stupid and knocked their shares down about 6%. So, you know, that sort of set the table for the day.
That was Doug McIntyre at 24/7 Wall Street. And on Wall Street, the Dow ended up 0.5%, 0.5% at 16,448 points. At the end of the trading day in London, the 100-share index was up 0.2% at 6,700.